Well, we've got Silver Wyandottes, which are various shades of kind of black with white spots, I guess. And the Araucanas, which are golden with some black. And the Araucanas are... Yes, you put it on their dinner table. Well done. The Araucanas lay blue-green eggs, which are really cool. The Wyandottes lay sort of regular white.
The person speaking is Katie McCann, a member of the Bates College class of 1997. McCann and her two young children, Gemma and Conrad, are showing us their chickens, a very colorful assortment of birds that live behind the barn on McCann's 30-acre farm in Freeport, Maine.
We've also got, inside the coop, they don't come out very often, are two black frizzles, which are about half the size of a regular chicken, but they've got these funny little frizzly feathers all over their body. They look like sort of frisée salad with black feathers.
The birds are beautiful, but McCann and her husband, Adrian Cole, aren't keeping them just to look at. McCann and Cole are undertaking an adventure unusual in this day and age. They're setting out to feed their family, to the extent possible, on the crops and livestock that they can raise themselves.
We'd like to be able to produce a lot of our own fruit, so we've planted apples and peaches and plums. We're hoping to at least provide ourselves with chicken and lamb for the year. And all of this is for, is starting off, since we're doing it all new right now, is starting off for ourselves, get the practice in, get the know-how, and then be able to sell it to other people.
The family also keeps sheep and goats and are talking about getting a cow. They grow vegetables, and with two small children at home and an outside business to run, the couple sells a line of mulling spices for cider. McCann and Cole are discovering the rewards and the challenges, too, of raising your own food.
We've had suburban gardens before, but because we've had them in the towns, there hasn't been the pest problem there is here. This year we have Japanese beetles, and also the other pests too, the tomato hornworms and the squash bugs. So we've been making every kind of organic concoction, and so every day the blender has, you know, some garlic and chilies and things. Neither one of us were raised on farms, so every time we get a new animal or a new vegetable or a crop, we buy the book.
But the biggest problem right now, McCann says, is simply finding enough hours in the day.
My husband's probably doing more of the outside work, and he can put in 2 to 3 hours a day sometimes. You know, I'll be in the kitchen, and we do our own jams, freezing a lot of vegetables, you know, making a lot of our own food from scratch, you know, chicken stock, freezing all that takes up a lot of time inside while he's doing that outside. And so it's the fitting in of the farm work, you know, first thing in the morning, later in the evening, trying to decide like how much more we can take on without completely exhausting ourselves, or, you know, making the enterprise not work because we've taken on too much at one time. If you don't actually give yourself an hourly wage for doing all of this, it can work out. And then you sort of think, well, you know, I'm making jams instead of watching a television show tonight, so that's worth it to me.
As Adrian Cole explains, the goal of self-sufficiency is still a ways off.
Can you talk a bit about just the satisfaction of being able to produce your own food?
We haven't produced quite enough to really know that yet, but we've at least killed a bunch of chickens, which wasn't exactly satisfying. It was exhausting, but it's nice to know that they're in the freezer for the winter. And it's great to have a garden that produces a good percentage of your vegetable needs. And that's part of it. For me, it's also partly just enjoying being outside and doing the work, mm-hmm. which is a nice antidote to what, you know, both of us have known most of our working lives, which is desk stuff in the office.
But, like farmers since time immemorial, he and McCann are finding a different kind of nourishment in a community of like-minded people.
Last year was our first summer. It's been easier as we've gotten to know people in Freeport as well. We've made some friends who are farmers, who have connections, who have know-how and knowledge, and the more we make those connections and kind of feed ideas off of each other, the more exciting this whole venture is. And we feel like, you know, it's not us alone on 30 acres just plugging away, but we're involved in a community of excited people, and that's been very inspiring.
This is Doug Hubley reporting for Bates College.